Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to The Morning Show 960 The Ref, presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Logan and Dave along with you. Not sure if it's true or not, but I see a little bit of sunshine out of our window, Dave. Haven't seen that in like 3 months.
Yeah, and I think we should be okay weather-wise this weekend, too.
A little chilly, but you know what? It's February. You got to expect that. But it looks like the sun will be very prominent this weekend, which is a good thing for a good reason.
Absolutely. Georgia baseball cranks up, and college baseball cranks up. This weekend, Friday the first day, opening day, Valentine's Day, as the Dogs get set to take on the Richmond Spiders in a three-game series. And again, game one is Friday at 5 o'clock. And we're excited to be joined by the head coach of Richmond, Tracy Woodson, who will be bringing his club down to Athens. Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and how are you this morning?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we do appreciate it. I got to tell you, so when I saw your name and I was looking back, I was trying to think back through, I was like, yeah, Tracy Woodson. I was like, okay, yeah, I know he played in the bigs, and I couldn't remember what else was bugging me about your name. Not that your name was bugging me, but I did the PA for the Georgia basketball games for a pretty good while, and it dawned on me, oh, wait a minute, this is an NCAA basketball official also. Are you still doing that?
I'm not. My knee gave out. I had my septum surgery about 5 years ago, so I stopped. Yeah, I've been to Athens plenty of times and to do games down there, and loved it. But age took over for me, so I had to give it up.
Well, I was even watching the games last night, and I guess it was over the weekend. I saw the one and only Ted Valentine working, and I started thinking about some of those old officials. I'm sure you know Rick Hartzell very well. I was trying to think of other guys that were involved in athletics that were also officials, because I know Rick was one of those guys. He was at Bucknell, and then I think he went to, was it like Northern Iowa? And I was trying to think, was it Harold Boudreaux, who was also another guy that was involved in
Bruce Benedict.
Well, yeah, the great Bruce Benedict also did that. And by the way, he told me one time, he said, I hate doing the Georgia games because the fans think that I'm, that I'm biased for Georgia. So he said he always hated doing that. He probably, it was the same with Tech fans. But anyway, that's a great thing, a cool thing. I guess the travel though was pretty crazy for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was. I loved it. It was, you know, when you step onto the basketball court, I almost went to High Point University to play both basketball and baseball. And I grew up, my dad refereed high school and junior college basketball, so I had a little bit of a background, and it's just, basketball was my favorite sport coming out of high school, but I wasn't fast enough to jump enough, but I loved when you walk on the court at Rupp Arena or, you know, wherever you're at, and, you know, there's 20-some thousand, it's just, the adrenaline starts to pump, and it was a blast, and, you know, there's pressure on you, but if you can handle yourself, and you realize you're going to make a mistake every now and then, but you got to be able to handle that situation to be able to communicate with the coaches. It was a blast. I love doing it.
By the way, I guess there's some arenas you go to and you're just the referee, and there's other arenas you go to and they know your name. It's you can tell the intensity, right? It's different at certain places.
Well, Tim Clockerty, who still does ACC, SE, does a bunch of games still, was a minor league baseball umpire for a number of years, so he, Bruce, and I had a game in Alabama, and we walked over to the table. He goes, oh, my God, we got the baseball crew. So they knew, a lot of the coaches knew that I had played, and I was still coaching baseball as well at the time. So they kind of knew my situation. And then when January, February came along, I basically did just a Wednesday-Saturday conference game, and then once my season started, you know, I was done for the year, so.
Good stuff. Well, we're talking with Tracy Woodson, who is the head baseball coach at Richmond as the Spiders get set to come down here to Athens. You're a Richmond guy, right? So you're all your travels and everything. You've kind of come full circle. You're back at home.
Yeah, I'm home now, and I love being here, and I've got a ninth grade daughter and a seventh grade son, so I get to watch. Pro ball was a little bit different, where I have an older son now who's actually associate head tennis coach at Baylor, and then one of the top programs in tennis. But I already got to see him, grow up, being away with professionally. Now that I'm doing college, I get to see, my daughter's got a game tonight, so my coaches know we're going to get a practice in, and I'm going to go watch her play. And that's the little benefit of, I don't think that's the benefit of being in college baseball. You kind of get to run your own schedule.
Speaking with Richmond baseball coach Tracy Woodson, as the Richmond Spiders heading down to Athens this weekend to get the college baseball season started at Foley Field on Friday. Coach, you're returning a couple of your star pitchers from last year, Tim Miller, Jacob Marcus. I assume one of them will get the mound on Friday night, and what can you tell us about those guys?
Yeah, Tim Miller will get the ball. He's been my, since a redshirt freshman, he's been my Friday night guy. He's a redshirt junior this year, and he'll get it again. He's a bulldog, and he wants the ball. He kind of sets the table for us on the weekend. But really, the past couple of years, I think his biggest issue on the weekends, especially when we play a Power 5 school, is having that out pitch. And this fall and this spring, it's been a big difference. So we're hoping he's able to throw strikes and get the off speed stuff over, and kind of limit what Georgia's trying to do. Jacob Marcus will get the ball on Sunday. He's a sophomore. Throws hard. Big off-speed pitch. It's a strikeout pitch. And then on Saturday, we're bringing back two guys that actually had both Tommy John 2 years ago. Colin Lowe, big, strong kid. This was probably, if it was ever going to happen with a Tommy John, it was probably the best thing that could happen to this kid, just because he ended up putting on 25 pounds, and he looks like he is a man now. And velocity's come back. You'll see 92, 93. With good off speed, and then James Holbert, who was a big time closer for us 2 years ago, his arm went right in the middle of the game, and he heard something pop, and he had the surgery, and he'll come back and he'll piggyback low on Saturday. So we like our arms, there. We like a lot of our. We got two freshman arms that are really, really good, and I think our biggest part is, where are we going to put guys in the bullpen? How are we going to finish off games? We've got the arms, but we just don't know right now who the closer is going to be. We don't like to go back-to-back-to-back if we would have, not to say that we're going to have three games against Georgia, but it's hard on a weekend to go back-to-back-to-back with kids, especially early in the year. So, we've got to find different guys to close out games if we get the lead.
And speaking of pitching, now Georgia fans here are very excited about a couple of starters, Emerson Hancock, Cole Wilcox, getting a lot of preseason accolades and potential very high draft picks when that MLB draft comes around. But I know you've done all your scouting reports, and what do you kind of tell your guys when you go up against a Power 5 team like Georgia with the talent on the mound that you're expecting to see this weekend?
Well, we've moved the pitching machines up, and the BP throws have moved up this week, so we're throwing about 50 feet, and we're letting it fly, trying to get it to 100. So it's hard to emulate what these guys are going to do, but our guys have faced it. We went to Florida State last year on a weekend. I was at Valparaiso before this. We went to Arkansas when Arkansas was absolutely loaded, and they had the 99 to 100 mile an hour closer. They had the weekend guys. A couple of them are in the big leagues right now, and we went down there and competed. We actually won on the Sunday, and so I think the biggest thing for our guys is they're not going to go eight innings this weekend. It's opening weekend. Our guys are built up to a certain number of pitches, and I'm sure that's what Scott's going to do with his guys. And we want to compete, be in the game. And if we're in the game late, you got a chance to win. So we've got to go out there and just try to put good at bats together each time out, and see if we can put the ball in play and make things happen.
I would think too that if somebody's getting to face somebody who might be a 1-1, a number one pick, there's more excitement to be able to face somebody like that.
Well, there is. We know, last year we opened up in that the round robin Atlanta Challenge, and West Virginia and Georgia State had the top, they had a second round and a first round of pitching on the Friday night. We had 25 or 30 scouts, and I know West Virginia opened in Kennesaw, and they were like 30 over there, so we're expecting a lot of scouts. Our kids know that. So we'll find out, you know, guys, if they think they're draft picks here at Richmond, they'll find out quickly if they're not, if they are or not. So, you know, I'm kind of challenging with that as well. Don't go down there and try to overdo, you know, what you're, you know, you're not capable of doing, but to go down there and put good at bats together against guys like this that are thrown against us, you know, you might make a name for yourself.
Tracy Woodson is the head baseball coach at Richmond, joining us right now. And, Coach, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your big league experiences. I know you get probably asked these questions a lot. So you hit 5 home runs in your big league career, and one of them stands out among the others in that you homered off of the great Nolan Ryan, which I think is phenomenal, Can you tell us a little bit about that that game and what it was there? I'm assuming you cracked a fastball, but what was the experience there like of homering off the great Nolan Ryan?
Well, it was actually 1987. It was like the 7th game of my big league career, maybe my third start. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's hard to remember back during that time, but you know, in the dugout there were no. You didn't go over the pitchers in the locker room. There were no, you know, reports on guys. And basically it was mouth-to-mouth, and you sit in the dugout, and, you know, I had some veteran guys come up to me, look, he's, you know, he doesn't know who you are. You don't know him. He's going to tell you the fastball to look for it. And I went up first pitch. I swung, and, I mean, I knew it was gone. I tried to spread around the bases to make – and my next at-bat, he threw one at my head, and so – I don't usually get scared. I'm not scared of anything. I step up there, but when I step back, I landed in Alan Ashby's arms. He was catching that night, and he goes, love to go dancing, but why don't we wait till after the game? After I stood up, you know, now I'm 1-0, and I can feel my legs. My legs are shaking, and I think the next pitch was a high fat. I swung and popped it up. I was happy as not to be. I was ready to just get out of the box right then, so I didn't take one in the head.
So. Oh, my gosh. So he did on the – so he buzzed the tower your next time up.
Oh, yeah. And he's done that a lot. And I've had another guy I played with that homered off of the next pitch. He took it in the ribs. you know, back then, I don't think radar guns were what they are today. It's probably the hardest throw I've ever faced. I know people thought he threw 100 and – you know, back in the day. So that's he was probably the hardest throw at the time back then. But
well, Coach, you also were on that Dodgers team that won the World Series in 88. And what was the experience like there, especially on, you know, one of the most famous plays, most famous home runs in baseball history with Kirk Gibson?
Yeah, it was actually, I got a text from a buddy last night. He was at an event, and he took a picture with Kirk Gibson. He texted to me last night and said, hey, Gibby wants you to give him a call. So that was awesome to hear. And, you know, what Kirk Gibson did, he couldn't walk. He had, you know, his right knee was injured. And back then, nobody knew, you know, what kind of surgery it was back then. They tried to play through it. He had a bad left hamstring, so he could hardly walk. And, you know, when he stepped up to the plate, we thought, boy, what an idiotic move this is by what the shoulder's doing. Because Gibson's got to know he's facing Eckersley, who by far was the best closer back then. And it was one of the greatest at-bats and moments of my career. And, gosh, I have people come up to me all the time, hey, I saw you on MLB, because they'll show, you know, they'll show different events. They'll show shows that they've done now on, you know, redoing the home run on top of the Gibson and you know, everybody. And it's just it was once in a while. I still say, you know, they always talk about the different home runs in Major League history, and just the situation of being game one. It's the only at-bat he got of the World Series, because Hershiser dominated the year and the playoffs throughout that year, but that one at-bat set the tone for the entire World Series. And, I mean, the A's won 104 games, and, you know, we beat them 4-1. So,
yeah,
we were pitching right then, and, you know, Bob Costas came on and said, this might be the weakest lineup in World Series history. And, you know, if you look at it, it was. We didn't hit a lot of home runs. We didn't have much power at all, but we had pitching, and, you know, we had Oral Hershiser too, so.
Yeah, that's crazy, but that puts a little chip on your shoulder when you hear Costas say something like that, doesn't it?
Well, that's the one thing Lasorda was good at, because he came into our locker before the game, and Costas just said, we're the worst team and, you know, ever in the World Series, and he goes, let's kill Costas. And, you know, he was – I joke about Tommy, because, you know, he was probably the biggest raw type of manager that I've ever played for, but he used everything to his advantage, you know. if there's any type of bulletin board stuff, he'll use it, and I love using that kind of stuff. If I hear something about a player, I go up and tell him. You know, if we get a scouting report on one of our players, I try to get all the scouting reports, and I'll go right to my player. I said, this is what the team thought of you. Now do something about it, because it does. It puts a chip on their shoulder and makes them, you know, want to get better. Don't overhype it. But, you know, let's do something about this. So that's kind of one thing that I did take from LaSorda.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking some time. I do have to ask one more question before we let you guys. You spend a lot of time in the minor leagues. What's the longest bus ride you've ever been on?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, 14 to 16 hours, maybe. Oh, this would be a treat. 8 hours.
My knees hurt thinking about it, Coach.
Well, the coach is going to see for themselves. Actually, I'm going to have my seventh brother coming with me, so I'll share my 2 seats with him, but it's not a lot of room I have to give up. But, you know, but the thing is, we get to stop it at a nice restaurant and eat. Back then, you know, you may pull off and stop at a Burger King or a McDonald's type thing, and you wolfing down a couple burgers. We'll have a nice, you know, we'll have a nice dinner about 6 o'clock and get on in there. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, three years ago, whenever we made this schedule up, you know, Scott had kind of middle of the road SEC team, and gosh, you play them now. A couple years later, he's got two of the top pitchers in the country. And, preseason number 4 and number 5, so it's good for them, and this will be a great opportunity for us this weekend.
Well, we're looking forward to it. By the way, that's what always happens, right, in scheduling. You schedule somebody, and then when the series actually rolls around, it's like, whoa, we weren't expecting to see a couple of number potential first-round guys. It's just the weird thing about how that goes. But, Coach, we really appreciate it, and best of luck to Richmond this year as well. I want to thank you for taking some time. Safe travels on that bus tomorrow, and we'll definitely look forward to saying hello to you this weekend.
All right. We'll see you guys this weekend. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks,
Coach.
Tracy Woodson, the head coach of Richmond.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.